The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, everybody. We are live at Rocket Gymnasium at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont School in Eddyville, Iowa. I'm Pat Powers. Alongside me, my good friend Michael Lane. And Michael Lane, we're going to be treated to a South Central Conference tilt tonight.
Yeah, so that'll be an exciting game for Rockets. They need a win in the worst way in conference to get things going for them, turn things back around, especially after that close, very tough loss at Davis County the other night.
The Rockets are coming in with an overall record of 6-6 on the year, 0-5 in South Central Conference play. That's a far cry from a year ago when they won the conference with only one blemish on their record. That was a home loss to Davis County, but that was a year ago. Well, that's in the past. Right now, the Rockets are on a two-game skid. They lost to Fairfield the other night and lost to Davis County down in Bloomfield. A five-point loss, had the lead with two minutes to go in the ball game, and they were not unable to put the hay in the barn, and they had a big loss there. On the other side of the ledger, the Chargers from Sheraton, Iowa, they started the year out with six wins. They stand at a record of 9 wins and 3 losses. They're 4-2 in South Central Conference play. They've got a loss against Davis County and, of course, to the league leader, the Centerville Big Red. Last conference victory for Sheraton came against Clark of Osceola. It was a 30-point blowout. And then their last game out, they went up to, that was a home game against Grinnell. Grinnell throttled the Chargers by 26 points. So they're looking to get back on the track as well. And it's only a single game here. The JV and the freshmen played earlier in the ball game. The freshmen lost by a three-point dagger. And then the JV lost by 52-20 was that final. And now we're in the nightcap here at Eddyville Blakesburg High School. We've got the starting introductions just about ready to go for each team. Interesting to see on the ledger of the Chargers side, their first top two scorers are freshmen, Michael Lane.
That speaks of volumes for their program to have two freshmen step right in this year and lead their team in scoring. Says a lot for them.
TJ Hawkerson is coming in with a 13.6 clip, and Derek Lang right behind him at 12.2. Alex Wright is at 11.6. So their big three is very, very even across the way. And like we said, the top two scorers are freshmen. And we just saw their freshman win and then their JV win as well. So things are looking good for Coach Ben Schooley and the Chargers from Sheraton, Iowa. Here comes the starting lineups. Alex Wright, the senior, coming out for the Rockets. They'll counter with Jevin Jensen, the sophomore, number 10. He's from Blakesburg, Iowa, doing a pretty decent job in his first year of varsity play. And there is Derek Lang, number 4. He is another freshman, and he's their second leading scorer at 12.2. Trevor Loeffler, the senior out of Eddyville, coming in. He's done a very, very fine job as well in his senior campaign. 3 years he's been on the varsity squad. The big man coming in for the Chargers, Willie Felderman. He's a junior. And Christopher Welsh gets the yacht nod tonight. Number 20, Christopher Welsh, the senior. Cunningham for the Chargers, number 23. He's a senior. Interesting on the Chargers, they've got a wide variation of grades. They don't discriminate. They've got some freshmen. They've got some seniors as Trevor Schwartz comes out, the junior from Eddyville. And there is their leading scorer, T.J. Hawkerson. He's the tall guy. He'll be in the middle. Banbrook will have his hands full with him as he comes out in the starting lineups as well. And we will honor America with the singing of our national anthem.
Bye.
Anna Hazelhoon with the good pipes tonight, the senior out of Eddyville. Nice job by her on the Star Spangled Banner. And Mike, what do you see tonight from the Chargers?
Well, I didn't get to see their first game with Eddyville down at Sheraton and see what kind of offense they run, but I would imagine it's going to be up-tempo.
Up-tempo, and I can tell you right now, you can take it to the bank. They're going to be a physical team. Eddyville Blakesburg needs to match that physicality. Rocky the Rocket over there in full gear for the student section, and we're just about ready to tip it off. South Central Conference game here at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont School. Bambrook tips it, and it's double tipped by Hawkinson. He gets it to the Chargers. Up the court they go right away, and they call it a charging foul right away on Cunningham. That's his first foul. And it looked like Welsh was able to take that charge, Mike, and get the basket negated by the Chargers.
That was a great start for Eddyville. That was good defense by Chris Reese. Saw like a man coming right at him and just stepped right in front of him.
All right. In between the circles is Loeffler. He passes it to Welsh on the wing, guarded tightly by number two, Alex Wright. Gets it over to Loeffler. Loeffler dribbling inside the lane now. Shoots inside the paint. No, it creams in and out. And the Chargers have a number two, Alex Wright. Brings it up quickly to Cunningham. Cunningham looks, fires it over on the right side there. Back to Cunningham in between the circles. Wright taking a look at it here. He dribbles in between the circles. Over to Hawkinson. Long pass stolen by Loeffler. He's got a breakaway. Lay it up nicely. Yes, he got thrown into the wall and no foul is called. Good job by Trevler in the Rockets lead. 2-0 here as the Chargers get it right back up the floor. Cunningham had a look at the three. No. Pulls it back out. Now he's got it on the wing. Fires it inside on the line. Nice block by Bambrook, but they call him for the foul. Derek Lang had the ball on the inside block, and Bambrook was able to get him with the body, apparently.
It was, looked like a really good block by Christian. He may have got him a little bit on the wrist.
Bad thing about Bambrook, he's so doggone big that they tend to give the benefit of the doubt to the shooter. Lang eyes the basket, puts it up and in. Rockets still lead 2-1 here, early going, 6:47 on the clock in the first quarter. Lang toes the line, eyes the rim, puts it up, and no good. Loose ball, Hawkinson gets it. Another block by Bambrook. And that time, it goes out of bounds. Good job by Bambrook. He should have sealed off his man on that free throw, and he wouldn't have had to worry about that. Hawkinson had a nice shot inside, but it was rejected. Inbounds play inside to Hawkinson, right in the lane. Powers it up, lock it again. Outlet to Schwartzy. Up the court he goes. Takes a look at the three. No. Pulls it out to Loeffler. He drives the lane. Welshy on the sideline. Reverse layup. Yes! Christopher Welsh rings the bell for a bucket.
Nice move by Christopher. Used the basket for his little bit of a keep the defender away from him.
Loose ball now on that shot. Chargers were able to track it down. Inside the lane. Puts it out to Hawkinson inside. Twirls, whirls, nice sidestep. Puts it in. Nice move by Hawkinson for his first 2 points of the night. Rockets with the ball. Welshy on the side. Looks like he's going to drive in, but no. Gets it to Christian Bambrook. Schwartz has it now in between the circles, dribbling it around. Not quite in sync on the motion. Loeffler pointing to people. Over to Welsh on the wing, looking to pass in. No, now he dribbles out in between. He picks up his dribble and gives it to Loeffler. Jevin Jensen has not touched the ball yet today. Welchie takes a peek at a three. No. He gives it to Schwartzy. He's in between the circles. They're trying to run a little two-man game here. Schwartz rubs off. Bad shot, and it's rebounded by the Chargers, and out they come. Fast break up the floor, and it's stolen by Schwartzy. Up the court comes the Rockets. Ooh, he fires a pass like it was 80 miles an hour and right through the hands of Bambrook. Turnover on the Rockets. Had a little bit too much fire on that pass.
Yeah. I think he was thinking about playing baseball.
4-3, Rockets lead, 5 minutes to go left in the first quarter. Chargers with the ball in between the circles. Now on the left wing. Three ball on the way. No good. Long rebound is fought for, and the Chargers come up with it. No. They're going to call a jump ball. Welsh got in on that, and so did number two, Alex Wright, for the Chargers. And on the alternate possession, the Rockets will have it. Good job by Welchie.
Yes, it was. Christopher is really aggressive right now. That's what we need. We need that spark from everybody right now.
All right, Marshall Cotino, blow the whistle. Jevin Jensen tosses it into Schwartz. Token pressure by Cunningham on Schwartz. Pass over to the left wing to Trevor Leffler. He dribbles once. Now back to his left side. He's stopped. Back to Welchie. Schwartz, he takes a look at the three. Now he drives. Jensen with the first touch. He puts it up. No good. Loose ball, and it's still loose on the court. And the two Chargers tried to get it and couldn't get it in. Hawkinson was one of them, and he was stepping on the out-of-bounds play. I'll tell you what, he's not playing like a freshman.
No, he's not. Very aggressive.
Leffler to inbound it. Now to Welsh. Back to Leffler. Three ball on the way. Yes! Trevor Leffler with 5 points on the contest. And the Rockets lead 7-3 here in the first quarter. Chargers with the ball in between the circles. Now on the right wing. Inside. Three ball on the way. Yes. Derek Lang, the other freshman, rails in a three. He's got four on the night. Schwartzy up the court. Bambrook struggling against the freshman in the low post. He's got to have a heck of a game tonight. They try to get it inside. The ball is tipped, and the Chargers come up with it. Turnover again, and the Chargers turn it right back over. Unofficially, turnovers are tied at two here in the early going.
Yeah, both teams need to get slow down just a little bit here. I think they're anticipating a road running match here, and they need to take care of the ball.
And Leffler walked with the ball. Looked like he had an eye towards that lane, and he took a step before he had the get-go. Number 15 is coming in. That's Benston. And double zero, Carl Williams. And the Chargers are down. 7-6 here. 3:30 left on the clock. Rockets in a 2-3 zone. Brandon Plake comes in for Welchie. He's been the defensive specialist for the Rockets this year. Hawkinson on the baseline. Pump fakes back out inside to the middle. Over on the right, left wing, a fake. Hawkinson, nice pass inside, and he lays it up and in. Good job by teamwork of the Chargers to get him a nice, easy shot. Got Bambrook up in the air and was able to lay it in.
Yeah. Christian needs to make sure he stays down on the floor on that. He doesn't want to take a chance of getting another foul.
Leffler tries to run her in the lane. No good, and the Chargers come out with it quickly. Up the court they come. Lang with a jumper on the way. No good. Long rebound. Plate grabs it. Gives it to Schwartz. And the Rockets are down 7-8 here in the first quarter. He pulls it back out. They're pointing to where they ought to be running at. Looks like they're trying to set a pick for Jensen. Now he needs to come across, make a screen. Leffler at the top of the key. Now he gives it to Plate on the wing. He gives it back to Leffler in between the circles. Hawkinson is a little bit away from the basket. They should be running something towards Bambrook. They do. He gets a shot off. He can't get it to go. And on the rebound, Leffler had great position, but he got hammered by a Charger.
Yeah, Trevor had really nice position right there. He's doing a very good job down low.
Rockets inbound it on the left side of the basket to get out to Schwartzy. Back right away to Leffler. Three ball on the way. No good. Long rebound is loose, but the Chargers are able to pick it up and get it up the court. Lang with it. Gives it to Hawkinson. Back to Lane. He's thinking about taking a peek here. No. They slow it down with Wright. He's in between the circles now. Right wing, it goes over to Benston. Back to Wright. Lang. Looking back to Benston. Way long on the three, but he hits it. Nice job by Benston. He's a long-range jumper. And that three ball falls for him, his first points on the night. Rockets up the court now, down 11-7. Here with a 1:30 left in the first quarter. Nice give and go, but well defended by the Chargers. It's a turnover. And the Rockets, Al, have four unofficially on the night. Lang with a nice drive.
Nice move. That was a really nice move.
And the Rockets are standing flat-footed on the defensive end of the ball. Schwartzy tries to do a double drive. A double team to Bambrook forces that ball over to Loeffler, and Loeffler is able to make some hay. He's got seven, and the Rockets are down 13-9. Fast pass up the court for the Chargers. Wright throws it over here to Lang. Looking over on the left wing, passes it back in between the circles. They better get on him. He fires up another shot. No, long rebound. Hawkinson got his hand on it, and he throws back in, but Loeffler is able to get that ball. Good job by him. Quickly up the court, Schwartzy dribbling it, gives it to Loeffler. Long pass to Bambrook on the alley-oop. Nice job by him as he puts it in, his first two on the night, and the Rockets are down by two with 23 seconds left.
Beautiful. That was just a beautiful pass.
I think the Chargers are going to hold it for one out here. Wright and Lang passing it around along with Benston. Yep, 8 seconds on the clock. They better find their shooters. There's Lang. Back to Lang. Puts it up, a three at the buzzer. No, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Chargers 13 and the Rockets 11. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch with Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville. You know you can find a wide selection of vehicles and great prices at just about any dealership, but what you won't find are car dealers that will stand behind the car or truck they sell you. Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville offers over 200 combined years of experience in our service department and 167 combined years of experience in our body shop. We know how to take care of our customers. We handle all warranty services on General Motors and Chrysler models, and our body shop accepts all insurance companies. At Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville, we also have a state-of-the-art body shop with frame machine and dentless repair capabilities for faster, more accurate service to get you back on the road fast. Who do you want taking care of your vehicles? Great deals and the best service when you need it. That's the Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, Highway 14 North in Knoxville.
We're back at Eddyville, and Wright was able to take it in for a shot for the Chargers. They lead 15-11 here at the start of the second quarter. Bambrook's got it on the baseline. Nice boom by him. He got fouled. And he's going to be getting up kind of slow because he went down like a tree. And he got rode out of there with a hip. And I'm not sure who got the foul on that. I want to say Hawkinson. But no, they're going to give it to Carl Williams, his first foul on the night. And, Mike, we've seen that sprint up the court by Sheraton come alive there in the first quarter.
Yeah, they were really getting after it there that first quarter. Kind of reminds me, I can remember seeing their coach play high school ball when my oldest boy was a freshman, and their team was pretty much playing just about like how he did. He was very aggressive.
Of course, that's Ben Schooley over there for the Chargers as Bambrook hits both of the free throws. He's got four in the first half. Rockets cut the lead to two, 15-3, as the Chargers come up with the ball. Benston throws it cross court to Wright. He takes a look. Lang has it back to Wright. Wright took a peek at the three, but no. Lang's got it in between the circles. It's Cunningham with the drive. He throws up a wild shot. Almost goes. Blocked, and Bambrook gets called, and a beautiful block by him. And that got called. Marshall Cotton was able, quick on the whistle on that one, and he got his second foul. You know good and well he's going to stay in.
Yeah, that's too bad because that looked like a really good block to me. I think Cotton kind of anticipated that one a little bit. Although it was kind of a late call. He didn't blow the whistle until after the ball had left the kid's hands and hit the backboard. is coming back for a rebound.
Carl Williams with the free throw, no good. He'll get one more. 15-13, Chargers in the lead here early in the second quarter. Shot on the way, no good. Bambrook clears the glass, and the Rockets got a lead to tie the chance to tie this up. Schwartzy brings it up the court in between the circles.
I think right now the Rockets need to get in to get the ball into Christian because the Hawkinson boy isn't in there, and he's definitely their better defender.
Bambrook with a follow-away two-pointer. He's quickly got six now on the night, and that ties the score at 15-all. Sheraton quickly up the court. They got the ball now in between the circles. Benson with a long three. No, long rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Jensen. He can't believe it. Carl Williams had the inside position, but Jensen was grabbing him. And that'll be team foul number three for the Rockets, three also on the Chargers. And they'll trigger it in out of bounds.
Yeah, Hawkinson just came back in off the bench.
Well, Bambrook was starting to get his way, and they said, well, wait a minute. Pass inbounds to the Chargers. There's no way he should have got that baseline, but yet he did. Tracked down by the Chargers. Cunningham with a wild throw under control somehow, though. It's get caught. Number 15's got it. That is Benson. Pass over on the right wing. Now the right baseline. Cross-court pass to Cunningham. He's holding it. This 2-3 zone is a little bit unnerving, and the Chargers are able to get it into Cunningham, and he tried to up and under. Bambrook stayed on his feet, but he was still able to get the shot off and the two-point lead. Schwartzy with the ball. Leffler, three on the way, no good. Rebound is loose, and Benston comes down with it. Quickly up the court comes Wright. Rebound to the Rockets. Schwartzy brings it up. He passes it to Leffler, who's behind him. Now back to Schwartzy in between the circles, and they'll set it up.
I still think we ought to try and get the ball into Christian down low. Maybe pick up some fouls on the freshman.
Nice job by Schwartzy in the lane. He can't get it to drop, though, on the runner, and the Chargers come up with it. Cunningham brings it up.
I think we need to settle down a little bit on offense. Take a little bit more time here.
Inside to Cunningham, inside to T.J. Hawkinson, and he is able to put it down. And he's got eight in the first quarter, 19-15 goes the Chargers. Inside to Bambrook, he's got a baby hook to the right, no. And there's nothing but red underneath the hoop for the basket and a rebound. Way up ahead is a pass, and it creams off of the backboard into Leffler's hands. Another turnover on the Chargers. That's given them unofficially three on the night. Leffler trying to make something happen. Gets it out to Jevin Jensen. He dribbles a couple times. Leffler at the top of the key. Inside the elbow, no. His shot is no good, and the Rockets cannot get a decent look at the basket. Cunningham takes it all the way, and he just about is able to get a nice feed. Pass up ahead to Schwartz by Bambrook, and Schwartz has got it. 19-15, 3:54 left in the first quarter. Inside to Bambrook. Twirls and whirls, and he gets it to go. A left-handed jump hook by Bambrook, and he's able to knock it down.
That was a beautiful, nice little shot there. Picked up a foul on Hawkinson also. That was big. We need to get some more fouls on him.
I think that's his first. Chargers fourth. Rockets still at three. Bambrook toes the line. Takes a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and in. Good job by Bambrook. Has his ninth point. He's starting to come to life now for the Rockets, and they need him in the worst way. Chargers with the ball. In between the circles of Benson. Back on the right wing is Cunningham. He throws it over to Lang in between the circles. Back to Cunningham. Inside to Hawkinson. He gets a guy up. A beautiful pass and assist by the Chargers.
Yep. Trevor Leffler got up in the air a little bit there, and two-three pump fakes by the Hawkinson boy, and Trevor just got up a little bit too soon.
10 for Hawkinson here in the first half. 21-18 goes the Chargers. Schwartzy trying to break down Cunningham. Nice job on him defensively. And now Bambrook sets a pick. Schwartzy open for a second. Almost thought about pulling the trigger, but no. Jevin Jensen drives baseline, twirls, whirls, puts it up, no good, and the ball's out of bounds, and it goes to the Rockets, and there's a break right there, Coach Lane.
Yeah, that I think that kind of went off Christopher, but that's okay. We'll take it.
All right, Rockets will trigger it in. Loeffler passes it to Welchie. Over to Trevor. Loeffler, he tries to dribble, drives baseline, but he gets it to Schwartz in between the circles now. Tries to rub off a pick, but Lang will have nothing of it. I'll tell you what, those freshman kids are going to be around a long time. Jump hook by a Banbrook is no good, and the Chargers clear the glass. Cunningham up the floor quickly. Lang with it. Takes a look inside to Hawkinson. He twirls, puts it up, no good, air ball, but the Chargers are able to get that rebound, and they throw it off of Banbrook out of bounds. Smart basketball IQ by the Chargers gets that ball in a decent position for him.
Yeah, he was in no man's land down there with two guys on him. He did the smart thing. He threw it off Christian's leg.
The passing inside the lane is unbelievable for the Chargers. It's amazing how they are playing. There's an open jumper by Fellerman, and he knocks it down. They left him alone at the elbow, and he was able to hit that shot. 23-18, and there's a turnover on the Rockets. That's number five, unofficially. Up comes the Chargers right away. Blocked by Banbrook, that time on Hawkinson. He rejects him with 2 minutes left in the half, and the Rockets slow it down. Pass over to Welsh in the wing. He drives right side, and number two there, Benson, or Wright, was riding him like a dirty shirt. And they'll get number four. There's a very good possibility that the Rockets won't go to the free throw line in the first half. But neither should the Chargers. Rockets only with three team fouls, five on the Chargers. Loeffler to trigger it in from the right side.
Yeah, it's one of those games where they like to let them play, looks like.
All right. Jevin Jensen drives on the right side, and he is fouled by Lang, and then bang, bang, all of a sudden, the Chargers are up to six, and now they're one away from the 1-1. All right, 1:44 left in the half, 23-18. Rockets are down, pass inbounds to Banbrook. Back to Loeffler. He dribbles a couple times to his left into Schwartz. Inside, Banbrook puts it up and in. What a baby hook. Christian Banbrook rings the bell.
That was a better shot by Christian that time. He was three or four steps closer to the basket. That's where he needs to be.
Chargers with the ball now. Lang in between the circles. Over here to Cunningham on the left wing. He's pointing to a few people where to go. Lang, long three ball, yes. Boy, oh boy, he was open and he took that shot. He was about 4 feet behind the arc, but he let her rip.
That's what they've been shooting most of their three-point shots, is about 3 or 4 feet behind the bat, behind the line.
Pass inside to Banbrook. There's a turnover on the Rockets. Fast break by Lane. He puts it in. Lang took advantage of the fast break and took it home for the score. Banbrook passes it inside to Loeffler. He twirls, whirls, no good. Cleared by the Chargers, and there's a foul on Christopher Welch, a little bit over the back.
Yeah, we're not getting much help on the backside on our offensive shots on the getting rebounds. We're just not getting in there to help.
And all of a sudden,
start doing a better job on that.
I'm sorry, Mike. All of a sudden, it's a 28-20 lead for the Chargers. Lang puts it up. No good. Nice rebound by Banbrook. And he gives it to Loeffler over to Schwartzy with 30 seconds left. Let's see if they hold for one. That's the idea. Cunningham with some nice defensive pressure gives it to Jensen over to Loeffler inside to Banbrook. He twirls, whirls, puts it up and in. Christian Banbrook. And there's another foul on Hawkinson. Just what the doctor ordered there, Michael Lane.
Another nice little move there by Christian. He got the ball down low, and that little baby hook shot. That's a shot that is very, very hard to defend. You're not going to block it. It's especially with Christian's height.
That makes it 28-22. Rockets down, 17.7 seconds. Banbrook at the line. He toes the line, shot up and good. Christian Banbrook with a nice first half. And the Chargers will bring it up. 16 seconds, 13 now. Cunningham waiting for a pick up high. He's got either way to go. He goes to his right. Cut off by Banbrook. Back to Cunningham. Long three ball. Good. Cunningham from downtown is able to hit it at the buzzer. And the Chargers go into half 31-23. And Mike Lane, you didn't see that coming at all. He really took that three ball from downtown to make that shot.
That had to be probably a 27 or 28-foot shot. At least, unlike in the Kansas-Iowa State game, at least he didn't bank it.
Well said, well said. We'll take a quick timeout as it comes to halftime. Rockets down 31-23. We'll be right back after these messages from your sponsors right here on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Bowser Equipment Incorporated has found the best seat for loader work is in the new PowerStar tractors from New Holland. That's because the PowerStar cab feels as though it was designed expressly for each operator and for loader work in particular, with an integrated loader joystick control, an equal number of forward and reverse speeds, a no-clutch fingertip shuttle option, and an optional high-visibility roof panel that gives you a clear view to the raised loader. Stop by Bowser Equipment Incorporated and feel the New Holland PowerStar difference for yourself.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back here live at Rocket Gymnasium, Eddyville, Iowa, where the Rockets are down 31-23 at a halftime. And Coach Mike Lane, we got some stats to take a peek at, and what pops out at you right away?
Well, to me, Christian Bamberg's been doing a very good job on the inside for the Rockets. He's been able to get the ball down low. They've been able to get the ball down low to him. He's doing a very nice job of shooting that little baby hook shot that he has and getting the ball to roll in. He's also picked up a couple fouls on the Hawkinson boy, and that's going to help us in the second half. If we can get another one on him real quick, that's definitely going to be a big advantage to us.
Of course, Bambrook as well has two fouls on that as well. Another thing that we chatted a little bit about, one of the big three for the Rockets, Trevor Schwartz, junior guard, has no points in the first half. Bambrook's got 14. Loeffler got off to a ferocious start, and he's got 7. And Christopher Welsh rounds out the scoring. He's got a bucket for 2. On the other side of the ledger, Sheraton Chargers, they're paced by the freshman duo, T.J. Hawkinson with 10, Derek Lane with 11, Willie Felderman with 2, Christian Benson with a big 3, and Bryce Cunningham with a big 3 at the end of the half to push his total to 5. Unofficially, turnovers, Rockets with 6 turnovers, and the Chargers with 4. Another big thing that stood out in my mind, the Chargers outscored the Rockets 2-1 in the second quarter. The first quarter had the Rockets up 13-11, and then the Chargers were able to turn the tables. They scored 20 points to 10 for the Rockets to take that 31-23 lead. And Coach Lane, I think Coach Stout has got to be concerned about a couple of things: the play and quickness of the Chargers and their inside passing, as well as the Rocket offense, try to get Schwartz on track and keep the ball in Bambrook's hands. He happens to be averaging 17 a game. He's got 14 on the night. It could be something special, or it could be just an average game. We'll see soon enough, but what do you think?
I think they still need to keep pounding the ball inside the Christian. He's doing a very nice job down low. You know, and that's just going to open things up on the outside for our outside shooters, especially Trevor Schwartz and Trevor Loeffler. And, keep pounding the ball inside. It's going to open things up for us on the outside, but we got to be ready to hit those outside shots when we get a chance to take them.
The halftime entertainment is just about ready to wrap up. They had a chuck-a-duck for a buck. And then they've had the free throw contest for a dollar. The after prom committee trying to make some money for the big evening come late April or early May, whenever it is. We'll send it back to the studio downtown, historical, beautiful downtown Albion, Iowa. You're listening to Rocket Basketball on KIIC 96.7.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Best in class sales, best in class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock available at all times, we're sure to have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com to see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps. Plus, any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in reestablishing your credit while you drive that newer pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just a goal. It's our only goal at the Indianola Auto Group. Visit IndianolaAuto.com today.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has 5 realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-7 774-5822.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are live at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont School, Eddyville, Iowa. We're at halftime and just about ready to wrap things up. The Rockets are down 31-23 to the Chargers of Sheraton, Iowa. And Mike Lane, it's been a very, very, very quick game, I must say.
Yes, it has been. I think we had a total of 10 or 11 fouls called, I think, in the first half. You know, I haven't really noticed the officials, and that's a good thing. You don't want them to determine a ball game. They're letting the boys play, but, you know, they're not letting things get too far. They're doing a very good job.
Of course, that's led by Marshall Cotton. He's been here a time or two to blow the whistle. And I'll tell you what, it'll be very, very interesting to see what Coach Stout has in store to get back into this ballgame. Sheraton, just unbelievable with the poise, the two freshmen leading the charge. It just is amazing to me. And they'll be around for three more years in South Central Conference play.
Yeah, I think they're going to cause a lot of nightmares for some coaches in this conference.
All right, we're just about ready to start. And there's the buzzer. Get the clock reset. And let's play ball. Jensen triggers it in to Schwartzy. Token pressure by Cunningham. Schwartzy goes to the right side. There's Bambrook. Two hands on him as he came around, but they didn't call the foul. Loeffler takes it right up. Lang, the freshman with the block. Here comes the Chargers up the court. Cunningham with the ball. Gets around Schwartzy into Lang. Passes it over to Wright over here on the far right wing. Back to Cunningham. Over to Lang. Inside to TJ. Hocken. Back out to Lang. Three ball in the way. No. Long rebound to Schwartzy. And he should slow it down, and he does. Oh, he puts up a three ball right away. No, nobody's underneath the rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds. Probably not the best thing to do when you didn't have anybody under the hoop.
Yeah, we talked about trying to get our outside shooting going, but you know, one other thing you can't do is try to force things either, and that's, we got to be real cautious of that this half.
All right, Chargers with the ball over on the far side, Wright with it. Passes it back to Lang, back to Wright, over here to Cunningham, in between the circles. He holds it, back out to Lang, he's on the right wing, dribbles inside the arc, passes inside to TJ. He twirls, thought he jumped, but he didn't. Kept his pivot foot, and the Chargers are being very patient now. The loose ball on the court, and Loeffler was able to track it down. Turnover gives the ball to the Rockets. That's the first TO of the second half. Jensen with a three ball in and out, and the Chargers are able to clear it. Nice job by Loeffler. He throws it in, but nobody's there, and he'll go back to the Chargers from Sheraton. He really whipped that ball back inside. Too bad he couldn't have tossed it gently. The closest guy was a Rocket, but he flung it right past him.
Very good hustle by Trevor there.
He was able to get into the passing lane to knock that up and have a chance at it on the out of bounds. As it is, Chargers seem to be a little bit slower in their half court set. There's a steal by Loeffler, taking it the distance. He puts it in, and there's a foul. Excellent job by Loeffler as he takes it coast to coast and puts it in, and he's got the and one coming up.
Excellent job of anticipating that pass. They're on the right wing, left wing, I'm sorry.
That foul was called on Lang, his second one, so there might have been a little freshman mistake there. Shot is up and good. Loeffler gets the Rockets on the board in the opening half, or the second half. They're down 31-26. Chargers throwing that ball around the outside, trying to work it in. Gets it into Hockenson. He gets it back out to the Lang on the outside. He drives the hoop, and no good. Ball is loose. Bambrook gets it out to Schwartzy. Up the court he comes. Rockets with a chance to cut into this five-point lead. Schwartzy gives it to Bambrook. Shot by the elbow. Yes! Bambrook is able to trickle it over the rim for his first two of the half.
Yeah, wait. Ball hit that front of the rim there. It didn't look like it was going to crawl over, but it sure did.
Had that right amount of English on it. Chargers now with it inside. Shot up and no good. Loeffler clears the glass. And the Rockets have a chance to tie with a three. Schwartzy drives the lane. kicks it out to Jensen. He's on the right wing. He twirls. No. Pembroke passes it inside, and it's stolen by the Chargers, but stolen back by Leffler. Up by Pembroke. He twirls. No. Hockenson tried to take the charge. A lot of fast and furious action. There is a... Oh, a block is called. Christopher Welsh just about got there in time, but he was called for the block.
Yeah, it looked like Hockenson had gotten up off forward just a little bit before he ran into Christopher there.
Good idea by Welchie. That's his first foul, and Hockenson will go to the line. This will be, in my records, his first time from the charity stripe. Let's see how he looks. First shot up, trickles out. It rolled up of the iron and all the way around, but then out. So he's got his miss for that. He stays at 10 for the evening. 4:58 on the clock. Second shot up and good.
He's only a 60% free throw shooter on the year.
All right, Rockets down now by 4. Schwartzy over to Leffler, inside to Bambrook. He twirls, fadeaway jumper, no good. Leffler crashes the boards, but it's plucked out of there by the Chargers. Cunningham pushes it hard, and he got fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. Wow-wee. Oh, they do call it on the floor? Okay.
It's a break for us.
Wow, they had some speed there just when I thought they were kind of lulling us asleep on the half-court set. They were running up the floor on the break. Chargers now have it over to Cunningham in between the circles. Ball fake, gives it to Lang. He drives. Reverse layup and good by Lang. His first points of the second half. 34-28.
Yeah, we kind of stood and watched him on that.
Baby hook by Bambrook is good. Bambrook not wasting any time with the baby hook to the right. Lang up the court. Passes it over to Wright. He takes a look at Cunningham. Fakes the three. Drives in. Kicks it back out. Ball is loose. Schwartzy is it. Another turnover, their third in the half. Leffler with an open three ball. No. It rattled all over the place and did not go down. Welchie with some effort on the defensive side. Sheraton up the court. Lang splits the defense and puts in a layup.
Nice move. Very nice move.
36-30, Chargers with the lead. 3:30 on the clock. Leffler with the ball now at the elbow. Gives it to Jensen on the baseline. He tries to drive. It's cut off. Leffler takes it to the left, and there's a block. That was on Cunningham, and Leffler should be able to go to the line for 2. Wow, the action been fast and furious. Just when I thought it was starting to slow down a little bit, Coach Lane, it revved back up again.
Yeah, it looks like Sheraton's trying to push things a little bit more here. At the beginning of the second half, they were doing a lot of passing, trying to run their offense and everything, but the last minute or so, it looks like they're really trying to push the tempo.
Leffler has found his groove on the free throw line. He's done very well lately. I hope I didn't jinx him. No, he makes it. And the Rockets are down 36-32, 3:28 on the clock here in the third quarter, and Sheraton brings it up on the wing. Now back to the point. Over on the right wing. Back to the point. Over on the right wing again. Cunningham with the ball. Now he dribbles it. And there's that half-court set I was talking about. They're basically playing a three-man game with the guards. And then every once in a while, Felderman will pop out. But he gives it back to Lang. Cunningham with the long three. He misses everything. Loose ball. And the Rockets can't come up with it. Lang gets it inside. Too many passes. Welchie gets the steal. Up ahead, Schwartzy takes it and puts it in. Trevor Schwartz with his first 2 of the evening, and they come at the 2:41 mark in the third quarter. And nice. Schooley wants a timeout.
Nice job by the Rockets there that last minute. Nice job.
It's a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here. And Coach Lane, Rockets with a little burst of energy, and Schooley was able to say, let's take a little bit of time here to see where we're at. Rockets are down 36-34, but they had a nice effort to cut that lead from halftime of 8 down to 2.
They're doing a nice job of battling for anything, any ball that's loose on the ground right now. They just need to keep that up the rest of the game, and they should be in good shape.
That is an energy I've not seen this year out of the Rockets. It's a sense of urgency It's a sense of, I've got to get that loose ball. It seemed like they're going for it a lot better, and it's paying off dividends here. All right, Sheraton with the ball. Passes it inside. Nice entry pass, and Carl Williams is able to corral that pass and put it up for an easy bucket to push it back to four. Yeah, Schwartzy. Pass inside to Bambrook. He twirls, whirls in. Another assist from Schwartzy to Bambrook. 38-36. Chargers with the lead. Over on the right wing now. Back to the point. Felderman takes it. He's looking, looking. Backs it behind to him to Lang. Back to Cunningham now. In between the circles, and he just holds the ball for a little bit. Double pick there on Schwartzy. He's able to get around. Yes, a moving screen. They finally call it. Carl Williams was moving on that screen, and they called him for the foul.
Yeah, he never did hold his position on that. Trevor Schwartz was doing a nice job of bouncing back and forth between those two defenders and got him to make a mistake.
Oh, not a good entry pass by Welch, and it's picked off. Another turnover on the Rockets. That's their second on the second half. Eight on the ball game. And when you have that opportunity to tie the score, you'd like to get a shot off at least.
Yeah, you do. You can't throw away opportunities, especially against a good team like this.
Sheraton with the turnover uncharacteristically, and the Rockets bring it up the floor. Leffler passes it to Jensen. He takes a look, dribbles to his right. Jumper on the way, good! Jevin Jensen rings the bell from the right elbow for his first 2 points of the night. The ball's loose again. Leffler just about had that pick. Cunningham breaks down the and there's a shot on the way. Leffler, why did he come over to block that? The defender already had it taken care of, but he came out of position to make that play, and it cost him a foul.
Yeah, that was on the other end on offense for us. That was a nice move by Jevin Jensen to get that nice little 10-12-foot jump shot. We need another scorer to step up and start making some shots for us. That'll help us even more.
That jumper by Jensen tied the score at 38 with a 1:04 left. As Cunningham missed that free throw, Sheraton going to the bench. Number two is Alex Wright, and number 30 is going to be Hawkinson come back in. He took a little break. He has got 1 point here in the second half. Next shot by Cunningham is good for his first point of the second half. Leffler brings it up from the key. Passes it to Bambrook. Long shot by him. No. Welshie battles for the rebound. And what are they going to call it on?
I think they called it on Christopher.
Oh, I thought Welsh had plenty of space there. I can't believe they called that foul on him. I think that's two on Welshie, four on the Rockets. As we're under a minute here, Chargers with the lead, 39-38. Let's see what happens on this possession. There's a pick out high by Williams. You can tell he does the dirty work. Shot on the way, and that's no good. And the Rockets foul Williams as he got a loose ball rebound and took it up towards the hoop. Jensen with the foul, it's going to be called. He's going to have two shots coming up, Carl Williams. We'll see how he does from the free throw stripe. Shot on the way, no good, short.
He's 52. Only a 52% free throw shooter on the year, so comes down at the end of the game. If he's still in there, he'd be a good one to foul.
All right. Let's see if the averages hold true. First one was a miss, second one on the way, and it's no good. Nice rebound by Bambrook, and it gets it to Leffler. Now to Schwartz, 30 seconds on the clock. We'll see what happens here. Rockets have done a much better job here in the third quarter of attacking the basket and playing defense. Chargers with just 8 points thus far in the third quarter. Jensen with it. Now he gives it to Leffler. Cunningham is all over Schwartz like a dirty shirt. And they're trying to play keep away from him. And Leffler with the turnover. He double dribbled. He double dribbled the ball with 7 seconds left. And the Chargers will have a final shot at it. And coached out. I can't believe he's got any hair left after that. He probably would have pulled it all out.
Yeah, they brought the other freshman back in, Lang, to help here on this last shot.
All right. Here comes the Chargers. Cunningham breaks the defense down. Runner on the lane. Long rebound. No. Shot back up and good. Cunningham with a hook at the horn to put it in for the Chargers. He got that long rebound, and the Rockets were all around the rim. They couldn't get it, and he closed up that baby hook to make it 41-38. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rocket Basketball right here on 96.7 KIIC.
Southern Iowa's premier hardware store is Mac Hardware, the place to go for all your hardware needs. Shop Mac Hardware for Echo chainsaws. Mac has pro tools from Milwaukee Power Tools. Power up anywhere with generators from Mac Hardware. And for heavy moving, rent skid loaders at Mac. Choose your color style with Valspar paints and varnishes. It's all at Mac Hardware on Highway 34 Bypass next to CNC Cycle. Mac is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 6, Thursdays 8 to 8, Sundays 11 to 4.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Pat Powers back with you live here at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, where the Rockets played much inspired there in the third quarter, scoring 15 points, held the Chargers to 10. They cut that lead to 3. Could have been a lot closer if they had done some rebounding there. And Cunningham is starting to take over on the possession of the fourth quarter. He scored the last 4 points of the ball game for the Chargers, and they put it back up by 5. Vanbrook looking to throw it. Leffler's got it. Twirls, whirls, puts it up. No good. Rebound is loose, and the Chargers get it. And it's up ahead. And there is a foul, loose ball foul. And I think that's Lang. Is that Lang? No, that's right. And that'll be Chargers foul number 4. And he can't believe it. Well, that's about like every other Charger foul. They can't believe that they got called for being aggressive. Rockets to trigger it in, get it into the front court to Bambrook. He dribbling. You don't want him to take too much of the dribbling exercises. Jensen with it out high now. He tries to roll off of screen by Bambrook. Back to Jensen on the wing. Gets it into Schwartzy. Down low. Jump stop. He gets hung up there in the lane. Bambrook with it now. Long shot. Good. Christian Bambrook rings the bell, and he's got 8. In the second half.
Christian's doing a nice job. Nice job.
Rockets down now by 3. 43-40 here in the fourth and final quarter. Lang loose. Gets the pass off. And the Chargers have a loose ball foul. My goodness gracious. Hawkinson had a point blank shot at the hoop. And he couldn't get it to fall.
I think that was the frustration foul there because Hawkinson just picked up his third.
His third foul indeed with the 6:34 on the clock, and Coach Ben Schooley's wiping his brow over there. 43-40, Rockets down. They got a chance to cut this lead down or tie it up with a three ball. Jensen with it. Gives it to Schwartzy. Schwartzy comes around. He looks over on the wing. Passes it inside to Bambrook on the baseline. Back out to Schwartzy. Back into Bambrook. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Loose ball. And Plate tried to hustle it down and couldn't quite come up with it. And the Sheraton Chargers will have a lead. And the ball with 6:06 left in the fourth.
That was a really nice hustle by Brandon. I didn't know if he was going to make it back into the gymnasium or not, as far as out as he went after the ball.
He's on Cunningham now. Lang. Rockets go man-to-man. Lang takes it right at Bambrook, and Bambrook gets his third foul.
Boy, that sure looked like Christian was just standing there. I didn't think he put a hand out to stop him or anything. It looked like he just got ran into.
But that goes back to that aggressiveness, Coach Lane, that we talked about. Sheraton has the ability to get that foul because they come in contact with you. Lang with the shot, no good. And that is helping the Rocket cause here. Staying in this, they've had some misses from the free throw line. Freshman Derek Lang toes the line, shot on the way, and it's good. All net. Lang with 5 in the second half. He's got 16 on the game. Rockets now. Double pressure by the Sheraton Chargers. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Cunningham. Jensen had it over there, but he'll maintain possession. Four-point lead for the Chargers, 44-40. And the Rockets have it on the sideline to Schwartzy now. He goes to the wing, took a peek at the three, no. Passes it into Bambrook. He fires it out to Loeffler. Loeffler taking a peek at the three. He dribbles in between the circles now. Over to Jensen. He passes it inside to Bambrook, and it's good. A nice feed by Jensen to Bambrook for the two-pointer. Rockets go right at Bambrook. He stuffs T.J. Hockenson right back in his face. Up block, and the Rockets have a chance to tie this up at 44. They're down by two. Loeffler dribbling out top. Passes it to Jensen. He's taking a look inside. No, passes it to Schwartzy over on that right wing. He's getting in trouble. Passes it into Bambrook. Bambrook passes it into Loeffler. He's in the lane, and there's too much time. Loeffler was camping in there, the lane, and you saw it coming. Somebody needed to put that ball up off the glass.
Yeah, we just couldn't keep a good handle on the ball right there. We kind of lost it a couple times, and that led to that three-second call.
Cunningham running the point. He loses it, kind of pushes off Plate. Plate kind of twisted his ankle. And now the Chargers are running their offense. Stolen away by Jensen, uncharacteristically. The Chargers have given up four turnovers, just as many in the first quarter. Plate with a long three ball, the long rebound, no, to the Chargers, and here they come up the court. And Lang's having trouble carrying it. He gets it over to Cunningham. Cunningham over to Wright. And now Lang has it. Running the offense, sets a screen, TJ, and kicks the ball out of bounds, and it goes to the Rockets. Unbelievable. Maybe that's six. Six turnovers I have in the second half. Makes it 10 on the game for the Chargers, and the Rockets have another chance to cut this lead from 2-0 to tie it up at 44. Double trap. Pass over to Plate. Pass over to Schwartz. Now over to Loeffler. Just about stolen. There was a double hand check, but they didn't call it. Almost thrown out of bounds. Nice save by Jensen. Schwartzy now dribbling. And he pulled up the ball. He throws it out of bounds. Too high and too hard to a Plate. And it goes out of bounds. Another turnover on the Rockets. That gives them 10 for the game. Boy, you just can't waste those opportunities, Coach Lane.
No, that's twice in a row now we've thrown the ball away when we had a chance to tie the game or go ahead. And that we can't afford to do that this type of game.
When you have a chance to shoot the ball and can't get that done twice, that's not a good thing. Rockets down by two, 3:30 left on the clock, and the Chargers have it. Playing very deliberate ball. Long shot by Wright, and he rings the three ball, and that pushes the cushion up to five. Loeffler with it. Pass over to Jensen. He takes a look at a three. No good. Loeffler with the rebound. Nicely done. He takes it inside. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. No good. His own rebound. And he puts it in. And it's a foul on Hockenson. Trevor Loeffler was not to be denied.
Great intensity there by Trevor. He just was not going to give up on that. He did an awesome job of just kept fighting and fighting and fighting for that rebound. Finally got the shot to go in.
They did not call it on Hockenson. They called it on number five, Felderman, and that's his first foul. So I got too excited over nothing. But Loeffler will go through the line for one more. Right now the score is 47-44. Rockets got a chance to cut one more point off of that lead. Loeffler's shot. Good. Trevor Loeffler having a pretty decent game tonight. 8 points in the second half. He's got 15. Is that a full or half?
Full timeout.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Rocket Basketball on 96.7 KIIC.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
We are back for the last 3:02 in regulation here. Michael Lane and the Rockets need a big possession right here. They are down 47-45. The Chargers have the ball, and the Rockets go to full court press.
Yeah, the next foul on each team is going to be one and one for the other team. So it's do or die here.
The one and maybe. Chargers trying to get it up the court. They finally do. They break the Rocket pressure. Good job by Loeffler. He's able to knock it back in the forecourt, but Cunningham tracks it down for the Chargers. Rockets going man-to-man on the defense. Nice job by number two, Wright, and he's got the last 5 points for the Chargers, and they get that cushion up to four, 49-45. Bambrook inside. Loeffler out. Three ball on the way. No, long rebound to Williams, and the Chargers are in control. Rockets with that defense. Trying to bottle them up in the backfield, and the Chargers call a timeout. Ooh, we got away with one because it looked like Plate hacked that basketball carrier there and had a foul coming up, but no. Ben Schooley calls a timeout, and they call a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:21 on the clock, 49-45. Rockets are down to the Sheraton Chargers, and Coach Mike Lane. I'm a bit surprised that the game is this close.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember what the score was in the first game, Eddie Boys are doing a really good job tonight. They've got a lot more intensity, it seems like, and that's helping carry him on through this rest of this game. So I hope it keeps up.
All right, Brandon played on Cunningham as he brings up the ball. Brandon trying to stick with him. Man-to-man coverage. Lang with it in between the circles, gets it back to Cunningham. Plate in his shirt. Cunningham dribbles to his right. He's hung up. Plate with the steal. Good job by Loeffler to come over and cause havoc. And a loose ball is given back life to the Rockets. They got a chance to cut this 4-point lead. Shot on the way. No good. Loeffler with the follow. No. Bambrook is down. Williams is down. Chargers have a fast break, and he turns it over. He ran too many steps. That might be the freshman inexperience there. As Lang took too many steps on that, Bambrook finally gets up off the floor. Took a little while for that tall timber to get back to his feet.
Yeah, it did. Looks like he's okay, though. He got a little bit of a wind knocked out of him. Let's hope that's all it is.
That could have been game, set, match. Instead, that turnover gives the Rockets a little bit of life. Still down by four, a 1:45 and counting. If they get the clock going, there we are. 1:45 left. Schwartzy in between the circles. Brings it over here on the left side. Still dribbling. They're running a play to Bambrook. He's loose on the baseline. No good. And the Rockets don't have anybody underneath. Poor rebound. Sheraton gets it up very, very, very quickly. Lang takes it right there. But the Rockets are not there to rebound. Loeffler with the foul. And 1-1 is going to be coming up on Fellerman. And we'll see how good he is coming to the line from the free throw line.
Looks like he's about 58%, Pat.
All right. A big 1-1. Rockets have got a box out. Loeffler on one side, Bambrook on the other. The senior duo staring at a 0-6 start in the conference play here. First shot up, Fellerman sinks it. That's his third point on the night. First of the second half. 50-45 is the score. Fellerman eyes the hoop, puts it up, and in. And that makes it 51. 6 points lead, 51-45. Schwartzy dribbles it up. Loeffler on the three-point line, dribbles it in the lane, puts up a shot off the glass. No good. A battle for the rebound, and it's out of bounds to the Rockets. Loeffler went right after that. He followed his shot.
Yeah, it looked to me like he got fouled on that shot, but they're, like I said before, they're letting him play.
They're going to that. There's another foul that they didn't call. And turnover gives the ball to the Chargers. Shot on the way, and Did you notice how Williams just kept pushing those guys underneath there? I was so involved with watching Williams that I didn't see who made that shot, but Rockets with the bigger deficit now. Bambrick with the shot up and good. They count the basket. 53-47 is the score, and there was a foul on the play. Bambrick's going to go to the line. They finally call him on that and one.
Yeah, Alex Wright made that basket down on the other end, Pat, for Sheridan.
He has been on fire in the second half. That's his seventh point. Bambrick to toe the line, a chance to cut this six-point deficit to five, and he does.
60-second timeout, Rockets.
We'll send it back to you in the studio. Just a few minutes left here at Eddyville. You're listening to Rocket Basketball on 96.7 KIIC.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
We're back here at Eddyville for the final 45 seconds. Chargers were able to break the Rocket press, and they are just going to kill the clock here. There's a foul on Leffler, and he had to do it. Rockets down by 5, 53-48, and that'll send Lang to the line with the one and maybe. Let's see what the freshman can do.
Yeah, he's a 67% free throw shooter on the year. He's their best of their starters.
You know, we talked at halftime about Christian Bambrick, what type of game he was going to have, and he came out with a lot of authority. He's got 13 so far in the second half. He had 14 in the first half. He's sitting at 27. He's had a whale of a game, but that doesn't offset Schwartz, as he's only got 2 points on the evening. Lang with another shot there. And it's good. Rockets with the ball now. They need to hustle. They got 29 seconds left. Schwartzy throws up a prayer. Air ball. It misses, and they had to foul Lang right away. Jensen tied him up, and you had to do it. 7-point lead for the Chargers as they go to the line now. 55-48, and Lang will go right back to the line where he hit the last two. 24.7 seconds on the ticker. And Ben Schooley's got to be feeling pretty decent about his chances right now.
Yeah, his team's come out and played a very good ball game tonight. They had a couple stretches where they got a couple turnovers in a row when they had the ball on offense, but all in all, they've done a very nice job of taking care of the ball tonight.
Uncharacteristically, they've got 12 turnovers on the evening as Lang hits those two to go with his other two. He's got 4 in a row. From the charity stripe, Schwartzy with 20 seconds. Over to Jensen. Over to Leffler. Way outside. 3 ball on the way. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll go to Sheridan. 57-48 with 10.7 seconds left. And the Rockets are staring that 0-6 mark on the conference in their face. Long pass ahead to Sheridan. They get it up court. And they'll just hold the ball. And that'll do it. From Eddyville Blakesburg, and final score 57-48. We'll have wrap up and comments right after this. We'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsor. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough. that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We are back live at Rocket Gymnasium, where the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets fall 57-48 to the Sheraton Chargers. Unofficially, the scoring looks like this for Sheraton. Derek Lang, the freshman, had 20 points. T.J. Hawkinson had 11. He had 10 of those in the first half. Rockets were able to shut him down very, very good in the second half. Bryce Cunningham chipped in 10. 2 points for Carl Williams, 7 for Alex Wright, 4 points for Felderman, 3 points for Bengston, and Bryce Cunningham, as I said, had 10 points. The Chargers moved their record to 10 wins and 3 losses, but more importantly, 5-2 in the conference. And for the Rockets scoring, they went like this. Christian Bambrook had a whale of a night with 27 points for him, 15 by Trevor Loeffler, and then it drops off like a big old cliff. 2 points for Jevin Jensen and 2 points for Trevor Schwartz, and Coach Schooley had to pick his poison. He knew that the Rockets had the big three of Loeffler, Bambrook, and Schwartz, and he chose to bottle up Schwartz tonight, and that paid dividends for him. The Rockets unofficially had 10 turnovers on the evening, whereas the Chargers had an uncharacteristic 12. And there was a point in time, and that was in the third quarter, where the Rockets were able to make some hay to cut the lead, and they did. Being down at halftime 31-23, it was a 3-point ball game at the end of the third quarter, and it ended up being a 9-point victory for the Chargers. And Coach Mike Lane, your thoughts and comments on tonight's game?
Christian had a really nice game. He also had 4 blocks and looked like he could have had a couple more. Earlier in the first half, he got called for fouls on him, but all in all, we just could not get our outside shooting going tonight. We hit a couple outside shots, Trevor Loeffler did, and Jevin Jensen did, but they just weren't enough to open things up. I know Christian had a really nice game, 27 points, but we just couldn't get that inside-outside game going, and that hurt us tonight.
You know, an interesting item as the Rockets fall to 0-6 in the South Central Conference. A year ago, they had one loss, or sitting at 6-1, and looked like they were in the driver's seat. They were in the driver's seat, and for the rest of the way, the team was able to pull it out and be conference championship material. And this year, just not have the authority to be able to put together enough activity to get a conference win tonight. Next up, will be a Friday night ball game with Osceola over at Clark High School. Rockets travel on Friday night, the 19th, and then Monday night right back here. It'll be a boy-girl doubleheader. Mike Lane and I will be right here on KIIC to give you the call on that. And then Tuesday night, the Rockets will be playing HLV here at the Rocket Gymnasium. So that's it. That's all. We want to thank Scotty Fry back at the studio for helping us out tonight. We've had a blast here as well. Once again, the final score, 57-48. The Chargers beat the Rockets. For Mike Lane, this is Pat Powers. We bid you a so long and farewell. And until next time, we'll see you later. Good night, everybody.